At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, Smile Squad? It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to my professionally silly station recorded here on the Anchor app. Now, I know how excited you must be to hear my beautiful angelic voice. I know, I've been gone for a second, but I's back now. I'll tell you what, I'll even give you a second to rejoice the fact that I'm back. Go ahead. I said rejoice, damn it. There we go. Thanks. Too much? So let's go ahead and let's jump right into it. So, Monica Lewinsky in the news again. I know. She actually walked off stage Monday night at a conference in Jerusalem when she was asked a question about her and the former President Bill Clinton. And of course, that brain-given scandal. But you know, no reason to beat around the bush. I'm certainly sure Monica didn't. She probably just went ahead and moved it out of the way and got right to work. What? Too soon? Okay. One of Israel's top news anchors asked Lewinsky if she still expected a private apology from Bill. And her response was, "I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to do this," before laying down her microphone and walking off stage. I mean, a part of me kind of understands. Like, this happened at least, like, what, 4 dicks ago? I mean, I'm just assuming that she's had other boyfriends and, you know, sexual proclivities since then. I mean, damn, can we just move on? There isn't even a sex tape, so who cares? It's 2018, all right? If there's no sex tape, I don't give a fuck. I'm just saying. But I tell you what, let's just go ahead and play the clip.
You talked about being abandoned by the main figure in the crisis who knew me intimately. Now, recently in an interview in NBC News, former President Clinton was rather irate when he was asked if he ever apologized to you personally. And he said, I apologize publicly. Do you still expect that apology with the personal apology?
I'm so sorry. I'm not going to be able to do this.
Some shit? And I saw the video and the look on her face was like, did this hoe just try me? Now, the woman interviewing her was surprised as hell. She didn't really know what to do. She even reached out to touch Lewinsky's shoulder in a what I can only assume was an empathy. I don't know. But Monica put her microphone down and she walked away. And later, she tweeted this on her Twitter about what happened and why she walked off. So according to Monica Lewinsky's Twitter, at Monica Lewinsky, and it says, so here's what happened. After a talk today on the perils and positive of the internet, there was to be a 15-minute conversation to follow up on the subject of my speech. Not a news interview, she put in parentheses. Now, there were clear parameters about what we would be discussing and what we would not. In fact, the exact question the interviewer asked first, she had put to me when we met the day prior. I said that was off limits. When she asked me on stage, with blatant disregard to our agreement, it became clear to me I had been misled. I left because it is more important than ever for women to stand up for themselves and not to allow others to control their narrative. To the audience, I'm very sorry that this talk had to end this way. I mean, I can't really blame her, though, honestly. She's been trying to be more than what the media wants her to be remembered for, you know? Now, I'll actually share with you a few response tweets as well. At the boy Taj said, "I'm really confused. Monica wasn't a 15-year-old girl when the Clinton incident happened. Not sure she's a victim here. Not sure she's the voice of reason in a powerful woman's movement. No disrespect, but Monica knew Bill was married. I think she owes Hillary an apology. Hashtag two wrongs." I mean, you know, that kind of makes sense. You know, I kind of like what he said. You know, think about it. At Dorothy of Israel had a response to At the Boy Taj, and she says, "I think you're a disturbed troll who would benefit from seeking help instead of victim blaming. All the best to you." Wow, okay, she's upset. And then we have at Stormy Lee _XO. She says, "Nah, I think he's right. And you're disturbed for supporting a woman who slept with a married man. How is she a positive role model for women? She basically ruined a career and hurt another woman. She's a hoe." Ooh, okay. In response to that, from at OK to Bannon Trovert, I don't know what that says. I probably fucked up their name, but they said, "I think we can all agree we've given at least one blowjob we've regretted." I fucking love that sentence. And she continues to say, "And she was only 21, him 35 years older, and the most powerful man in the world. He took advantage of the stars in her eyes when he should have been the moral compass as the older person." Wow. That makes sense as well. I kind of dig what she was saying. In response to what she just said, it's coming from at Atticus_F_Inch. Okay, interesting name. He says, "What an incredible first sentence, regardless of what comes after it." He was definitely pertaining to, "I think we can all agree we've given at least one blowjob that we've regretted." That was probably my favorite tweet of at least the week. We'll see. But don't you just love the internet? You know, I want you guys to feel free, call in and let me know what you think about what Monica did and even the responses to a few of those tweets that I just shared with you. 805-664-1828. Or if you have the Anchor app, you can just go ahead and call me here on Anchor. Once again, my number is 805-664-1828. Law and Order, a crime series I frickin' can't get enough of. I think I've seen pretty much every episode ever created. I'm a big fan, you know? And there's different types of Law and Order. You've got the original Law and Order, you've got Criminal Intent, Special Victims Unit, and you've got the Law and Order Trial by Jury, Law and Order LA, and even the one for the UK. Now, you cannot forget the newest one that they did earlier this year, Law & Order True Crimes, where they discussed the Mendez murders, which actually happened here in Los Angeles. And now they're creating another one, Law & Order Hate Crimes. I freaking love this. This is a wonderful idea. There's a reason why Dick Wolf, you know, the creator of the Law & Order series, is making that bank. Homie is worth $70 million. Okay. I need to know if he's going to go ahead and, adopt somebody as old as me. Okay. Put me in that will. You dig? Because he is like 87. It's a matter of time. Yeah. I'm just trying to get that money. Let me stop. That's rude. All right. But you know what? He also has other reasons for his popular Law and Order series. And this is coming from Dick Wolf himself. And I quote, "As with all my crime shows, I want to depict what's really going on in our cities and shine a light on the worldwide ranging victims and show that justice can prevail," Wolf said. And he also adds, 20 years ago when SVU began, very few people felt comfortable coming forward and reporting these crimes. But when you bring the stories into people's living rooms with characters as empathetic as Olivia Benson, a real dialogue can begin. That's what I hope we can do with this new show in a world where hate crimes have reached an egregious level. And he's right. I love this. I love what he's doing. I love what he's saying. And I love why he's doing it. Damn, I couldn't agree more. This country is full of hate because, unfortunately, there will always be people who spew hatred about anything and everything that they don't understand or like. So putting the truth out there is a great idea. Law and order hate crimes. I can't wait. So it'll be set in New York City, which is home to the second oldest bias task force in the U.S., NBC said. Shit. Cops are biased as fuck no matter where the fuck I go. I'm just saying. But they haven't announced who the stars of the show will be yet, but I'm hella excited. I can't freaking wait. You really never know when I'm going to have a goat around, huh? I just wanted to thank you guys so much for listening to my professionally silly podcast here on Anchor or whichever auditory platform that you've chosen, because your Audible Boo thing is now available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, Pocket Podcasts, Overcast, and Podbean. So, you know, your girl certainly gets around, doesn't she? And if you are already a member of the Smile Squad, I really appreciate your support. And if this is your first time listening to the station, thank you so much for joining us. Now, if you haven't already, please go ahead and tap that subscribe/favorite button so you'll be notified whenever I post my weekly episodes, because it's going to start being weekly. I'm really excited about getting back into the podcast game, into the content creation game. You feel me? And if you're curious about the voice behind the mic, follow me on my other social media platforms at True Smiles Jones. True is spelled without the E, and everything else is spelled correctly. You can go ahead and check out my Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, all of that. And I also have clickable links in the description box of all of my YouTube videos, which is on my channel called also Professionally Silly. So yeah, you can definitely internet stalk me as much as you like, but please just stay sane and normal when you do. Okay.
Yeah, hi, this is Vince calling from Tony's Pizza. Your pizza is out for delivery, but we're having problems with your credit card.
I did not order any pizza. Who is this Tony? I did not order any pizza
okay,
here.
Well, somebody placed an order 20 minutes ago. Three medium cheese pizzas. They're coming for delivery. They're out right now.
How is this possible? I am in Wakanda. I am visiting my family. I did not order.
Maybe somebody else in the house ordered it. I don't know. I just know the pizza's got to be paid for.
I want no part in your cheese pizza. I did not order it. I will not pay.
Well, the total is $26.81 plus tip. You want to try another credit card? You're going to pay cash? What?
I will not pay. I will not order pizza with no meat. It is not me.
Okay, your delivery driver is going to be there. You know, he's going to come soon. You got to have the... You sort it out with him, okay? The pizzas are not refundable.
Who is this? What is your name? I will call the Black Panther on you. You will pay. Hello? Hello? I really couldn't help myself once I realized that today was National Cheese Pizza Day. I just had to. On September 5th, hold the toppings, please, because it's National Cheese Pizza Day. Yay! Now, to be honest with you, I am not a fan of cheese pizza. I like my meats. I like my toppings. I hate my olives. So if we ever happen to have a pizza together and you order black olives on our pizza, I will stare daggers into your soul. Too much? Yeah. In ancient Greece, the Greeks covered their bread in oils, herbs, and cheese, which some believe was the beginning of pizza. In Byzantine Greek, which I hope I said the word correctly, they have the word pita, which means pie. A sheet of dough topped with cheese and honey, then flavored with bay leaves, was developed by the Romans. Now, the modern pizza had its beginning in Italy as a Neapolitan flatbread. Now, the original pizza only used mozzarella cheese, mainly the highest quality buffalo mozzarella, which was produced in the surroundings of Naples. That actually sounds kind of good. I don't think I've ever had buffalo cheese. I've had buffalo wings, but You know, there's a rumor that that's actually chicken. They've been lying to us for years. I'm just kidding, obviously. It was estimated that the annual production of cheese pizza in the United States in 1997 was about 2 billion pounds. So that's a lot. The first United States pizza establishment opened in 1905 and was in New York's Little Italy. Yum, yum, yum. I've actually been to Little Italy in New York, and they got some dope-ass pizza, some dope-ass everything, so they ain't kidding. Pizza has become one of America's favoritestest meals, and that's true, so order up or bake up your own cheese pizza to celebrate National Cheese Pizza Day. Make sure you go ahead and use that hashtag, National Cheese Pizza Day, to post on any of your social medias. Yeah, anyways, I guess that's it. Once again, it's your Audible Boot Thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Also, please feel free to leave a review on my podcast. I want to know what you guys think. I love it if you guys also would call in and share your opinions about the topics we discuss. And please feel free to call in about any of my professionally silly episodes that you've heard. 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere, and a few of them are definitely in the White House. That's another time, another podcast. See you guys later. Bye.